Dear Father God, may we serve you faithfully and effectively. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. 1 Corinthians and a reading there. And it's about getting familiar with what God gives us. Last week I shared about the Holy Spirit leading us in things, and how sometimes it can be difficult at first. But as we learn to trust the Holy Spirit, it's like when we first go into a computer site and we're trying to work out how to navigate that computer site, and it can be very difficult. And sometimes you might need help. But as you become familiar, you become quite good at navigating the whole site. But you've got to start somewhere. You might need help, but you've got to start somewhere and then become familiar. And we'll get to that in 1 Corinthians, but I'll start again with the reading that we have of the wedding of Cana. And I just want to recap the collect today as well. Bountiful God, whose Son revealed his glory at Cana of Galilee, help us to believe and obey. I'll read that again. Help us to believe and obey, so that as our Saviour promised, we may be filled with the wine of new life and show forth his joy and love, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is the third week of what's called the Epiphany, which is the revelation of who Jesus is. Jesus is slowly revealing to people who he is. And Mary, typical mum, puts him on the spot and says, they've got no wine, and Jesus knows what Mary's talking about. Mary's implying, you better do something, and pretty miraculous here, or it's going to be a disaster for this wedding. And Jesus says, my hour's not come yet. So Jesus turns around to the disciples and he says, do what he tells you to do. I think that's pretty profound. Miracle is pretty awesome, and in fact that miracle signifies who Jesus is and the beginning of his work, and word actually spreads about Jesus and that miracle. But there's something really important here in this wedding that happened as well. Mary said, do as he tells you to do. Now you just think of these servants who have probably done this a fair bit. And there's stone purification jars, and he says, fill it up with water. And they're sort of talking to themselves, going, what's in his head? What's happening? So, well, Mary said, do as we tell, we'll do this, we'll pour it full of water. And then Jesus says, draw the water out and take it to the chief of the wedding. Now, if I was a servant and I'd never seen a miracle before and I went to draw out a cup of water, I'd be going, I'm really going to look like a nong here. I'm really, really going to be embarrassed. I'm going to go up to this guy and I'm going to say, here's the next cup of wine. And it's water, and boy, I'm going to be in a real tight spot. The amazing thing is that the servants did that. They drew the water, they took it to the chief of the wedding, and of course the water was wine. Not only was it wine, but it was the best wine that had been tasted. It was the best wine of the night. And we'll come to the Corinthians reading. Corinthians reading is talking about gifts. It's talking about the Holy Spirit giving us gifts. And when I was younger, I was told that the Holy Spirit actually gives us a gift, to use. Yes, there are some people that are more proliferant with a gift, maybe healing, maybe prophecy. But here in this scripture, I really want to make it clear, is that the Holy Spirit chooses to give us the gifts that we need at that time. I was actually going to bring a tool. I had a tool that I used with Greg, and we're putting up blinds. And I said, this tool is when you can't locate timber underneath the gyprock, and gyprock's very porous. But this tool comes with a little toggle, and you put it in the tool, and you pull the lever, and it spreads the toggle behind the gyprock and spreads it out and makes it very strong. Very strong attachment, especially when people are pulling on the pulley to open and close the blind. So I introduced to Greg this tool. And Greg was pretty amazed with this tool. And it did the job. We got everything done. In fact, Greg was so amazed he went out to the hardware and he bought one. He's a tool man. I produced a tool that was the precise thing that we needed on the job. Think about this. When you're talking and sharing with people, when you're reaching out to other people, sometimes if a heart is open, the Holy Spirit says, taps you on the shoulder and says, I want to give you this tool. You can use this. It may be a word of wisdom, a word of discernment. It may be an act of hospitality. But it comes from the Spirit of God. If we are open to be able to share that. Now, what if you were helping someone and you said, oh, there's a need here, but I can't give that need because I don't have that gift. Well, we could call on someone else, but maybe there isn't. What if you took your car to a mechanic and the mechanic said to you, we've fixed everything you need, but unfortunately the torque wrench, you guys know what a torque wrench is, don't you? It tightens the nuts on the motor that needs to be required to be tightened at a certain tightness, and it's called a torque wrench. But if the mechanic said, I'm sorry, I didn't have the torque wrench in my toolbox today, so I didn't tighten up the nuts, but I've serviced your car anyway, you'd be in a lot of trouble. Holy Spirit gives us gifts to be able to use. I call it His toolbox. He might give us the spanner of wisdom, the screwdriver of discernment, the chamois of healing. If our hearts are open for the Holy Spirit to use us, and Corinthians talks about this. It talks about being available that the Holy Spirit can give us these gifts. And you don't have to be some sort of super spiritual person to be able to use the gifts of God. I've seen some amazing things. I have seen a child say the most profound thing at the most precise moment that brought some revelation to an adult. I've worked as a chaplain in mental institutions, and in group discussions, another patient has shared something that has hit the point for another patient who has seen a revelation of God's love for them. And I can't say, hey, I'm the chaplain here, what's he being used? The Holy Spirit used that person at that time to bring a word for that other person. That's the amazing thing of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we are open to the Holy Spirit to use us. And it can be in action or it can be in word. But what it is, as it says in Corinthians, it is from the Holy Spirit. It is empowered by the Holy Spirit to meet a need, to bring healing, to bring hope, to bring encouragement to somebody else. And Jesus said to the servants, and we are the servants of God as well. And Jesus said to the servants, Mary said, do as he tells you to do. So we need to take this on board. We need to take it on board and say, God, I'm open for you. Tell me what you want to do. I don't know. We don't know. We get up in the morning and we don't know what's going to happen, but God will open a door. We may come across someone and share with someone. We don't know, but if our heart is open and our prayer is there for God to use us, believe me, he will. He will use us because we want to bring the love of Christ, the grace of Christ, to all who we meet and come across. That's something that is innate in all our hearts. God, please use me. I used to struggle over that. You know, God, I have to have a specific ministry. What's my ministry? And I annoyed God a lot about that until he told me literally to shut up. And he said, just be who you are. Just be who you are. And God will work through your life as you are if your heart is calling on him to use you. We are all called by God to be his ambassadors, to be his voice to others. And we co-join with God in that ministry to others. And I just want to encourage some of us, and I know I did this when I was younger, and I say, God, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not like that person over here, seems to have it all together, and you know, they've got all the right words all the time and all that kind of stuff. God's not interested in everyone getting to a place where good enough is, because there's no such thing as good enough. In God's economy, we are all good enough. We are all his servants. Just as I said, a child speaks at the right time, at the right place. That's God moving sovereignly into a situation, and we need to trust God in that. And when we do, when we begin to step out this way and we begin to see God doing things and using us, we begin to see, our faith begins to grow as well as we begin to trust God. Now I want to, and we see miracles happen too. Now I want to share a story. I brushed on it last week, but I want to recap it. Only just a little over a week ago, a man rang me to share with me about something that had happened. 12 years ago, he worked with another man, and he was going through a very difficult time, and he was harsh with this man, even though he was a Christian. And eventually he left that work. Yet he felt the conviction of God on his heart, and he said, God, I really want to say sorry to this man. But he knew not where he lived, where he was, and 12 years had passed. Now, randomly, in a random park, on a random bench, he sat on this bench, and another man came along And he said, do you mind if I sit here? And he said, yes. And they got chatting. They didn't recognize each other, but it was that same man. And so the first man was able to ask for forgiveness. Now, this is a sweet thing of God as well. That man who the Christian man had been harsh to did not remember his harshness, but remembered this other man's faith. That's the grace of God. And they were able to share and they were able to talk about God and about walking in faith. The other man wasn't a Christian. But what a beautiful situation that God brought about. But God actually healed two hearts at that one stage. The man who wanted to forgive and the man who was forgiven. And that was only a week and a half ago. Miracles still happen, believe me. If our hearts are open for God to use us, God will use us sovereignly to bring droplets of gold that will melt in people's hearts. And we are just his servants. All we do is pick up that mug of water and walk in faith. The rest is up to God. The rest is up for God to change that water into wine. We take, you know that scripture? You take a cup of water to a child. The miracle is in God. We take that cup of water to anyone. The miracle is in God to touch the soul. Amen.